Parshat Shmini tells of the very first inaugural moment, inaugural service, the opening day of the first tabernacle, the essentially the temple. It describes the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the very first moment when Aaron, the high priest, went into the newly, freshly, never been used temple and began its service. And on that day, he brought the sacrifices. He ascends the Mizbeach and burns the parts of the sacrifices. And then stretches out his hands and he blesses the Jewish people. The simple reading in the verse, from reading the verse simply, it seems to be presenting that Aaron HaKohen actually blessed the Jewish people in the very first time ever. The very first Birkat Kohanim, the very first time he ever blessed the Jewish people, it was while he was standing on top of the altar. Now that is fascinating to my mind. This is without careful research, but in general, the priests blessed the Jews, from wherever they were in the temple, not necessarily from on top of the altar. The imagery, to my mind, is striking, and I've been thinking about this. Perhaps the notion is as follows: God says, and we know about this, that He wants us to serve us with our whole heart. The simple understanding is the service in the temple, the service in the with the sacrifices, as the Gemara describes. However, eventually, after we have no sacrifices, what we do is we pray. We pray, and that's why we pray. The Gemara describes in Brachos, we pray a few times a day in accordance, corresponding to the times and the structure of the actual temple service. What that would mean is that the serving of God with our whole heart is happening at the top of the altar. Perhaps at that very first day, God, in a certain sense, was responding. Aaron, the representative of God in this moment, turns back and blesses the Jewish and turns to the Jewish people and blesses them, a message from God, with his whole heart, with an expression of love. It is the only blessing. Birkas Kohanim is the only blessing where there's a Birkas HaMitzvah that reflects love. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu, God commanded us to bless the Jewish people be'ahava, with love. With love. Interesting that the Jewish people sent Aaron as their messenger to serve God. But at that very moment, just after the message was relayed, so to speak, at the very first sacrifices, God says, okay, Aaron, I'm sending you back with a message. You're going to be my messenger too. But my message is from me through you to the Jewish people, right here, right now. I want you to express to the Jewish people, just like they're serving God with their whole heart, I want to show you that I, God, am, so to speak, communicating to them and quote, so to speak, serving them, so to speak, presenting, granting, offering, it's probably the best word, gifting, offering them. They're offering me offerings, I'm offering them. They're offering me their whole heart. I'm offering them my blessing, but not just a regular blessing, a blessing which is a blessing of love, a blessing of love, as I've described before from Rashi and Parshas Naso. Part of the blessing is that God is going to smile at you, and Aaron is reaching out towards the Jewish people as if to embrace them, a message from God, as if to say, God is saying, I would like to embrace you, and I love you. And I'm showing you this love simply as a reflection of the fact that you are attempting to serve me with your whole heart and with your loving heart. And this is what I have to give to you in return. Ever since, we merit to get those blessings from the high priest every day, although not from on top of the altar, but the fact that the Kohanim get together and stand in front of the congregation, gathered together, so to speak, right in front of the bima, right, and in between the bima and the Aron Kodesh, which is representative of the between the mizbeach and the and the Holy of Holies, which were indeed the Kohanim generally blessed us from, in a certain sense, they're representing God. And after the end of every prayer that we say every morning, and when we pray to God with love, the prayer ends. The prayer ends. God says, "Hold on, I have a message for you," right? And just before the end of the Shemoneh Esrei and of the Chazor HaShatz, the Kohanim bless us back in return, again reflecting, in a certain sense, perhaps, what we've given to God, our offering, God offers back to us. May we all merit to serve God with a full and loving heart, and may we merit to receive God's love from Kivyachal, His full and loving heart, into our full heart. Shabbat Shalom.